Okay, this is Guy interviewing, and it's December the 15th, 1976.
I'm a white male, age 49 years old, born in Montgomery, and lived here all my life.
And your name is?
Robert E.
Mm-hmm. You say you lived in Montgomery all your life.
And I believe in about the same part of town, too. What parts of Montgomery have you lived in?
Capitol Heights, Eastbrook, Delrata, and Carrollville.
Let me ask you, since you've lived here all your life, this is something you can tell me. How has Montgomery changed in the 49 years you've lived in it? Can you tell me about how the city's changed some?
Well, yeah, they got all the shopping centers. Got a lot more crime in the neighborhoods. And all, yeah, really, that has a lot to do with it and all. But, of course, they got so many more schools. When I was going, Lanier High School was only senior high in Montgomery, public school.
Mm-hmm.
It had Catholic high.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned some of the sections you'd lived in. When you were a boy, what were the major sections of the city?
Capitol Heights, Chisholm, West End, Cloverdale, and that was it.
I see. Yeah, what about now?
Oh, they got Brentwood, and then all that section out in Cary Hill, and they got Carrollville, got South Lawn. I reckon there's 4 or 5 more of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really built up out in the east then.
Yeah, but east is going as far as they can go there about it. They kind of run into it out here, you know?
Yeah,
and they're kind of going towards southeast a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Building out in the southeast. What's stopping it out in the east out there?
Well, they're trying to AUM is out there, but I don't know. You know, when you get to Mount Meigs, that's the colored part of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where so many of them live, and apparently that's something that's stopping it, and they got some businesses out there.
You mentioned all the shopping centers and all. Now, where did you shop when you were, say, 10, 12 years old?
Dexter Avenue.
Yeah, and you call that what? You go
downtown?
Where? Yeah. My favorite memory, since it's about Christmas time, you remember Montgomery Fair? The toy section, the basement they used to have.
Yes, sir.
Spent many a Saturday afternoon.
I know it, and that store's still vacant down there.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why they can't rent that.
It's just so tremendous. And it's, I reckon they want to charge such a fantastic amount.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What about, where are the most of the main offices and the big banks located in Montgomery now?
On Commerce Street.
Mm-hmm.
First National Union, Alabama.
All of them down there.
And then Southern sign there where the old Greystone Hotel used to be.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bank there.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about some of the neighborhoods, and you mentioned some of the main sections. Are there any neighborhoods that say are identified with particular nationalities in Montgomery, like a Greek neighborhood or something like that?
No, I read up a bunch of Greeks, but they're all just all mixed up in Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. What about racial or religious groups? Any of the neighborhoods that are, well, you just one race or something like that?
Yeah, out in South Lawn is where most of the Cutter folks live, and Woodcrest, that's off Selma Road,
mm-hmm.
Selma Highway.
Yeah. What about poor neighborhoods in any
North
of them?
Montgomery?
Yeah, most out of North Montgomery. And what about
and West End.
West End, that's a racially mixed, isn't it?
That's right, it's racially mixed. Most of them are white people that live there, of course, some mm-hmm. colored, but North Montgomery was a tremendous amount down on Jefferson Street and all, you know, just mm-hmm. that's where a lot of that was.
Uh-huh. What about, you mentioned talking about poor neighborhoods, what are some of the places where the richest people in town might live?
McGee Estates.
Yeah.
That's where the most wealthy people live, and out on the Bell Road,
mm-hmm.
out there by AUM.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the two most affluent neighborhoods in town.
I wonder how much the houses run at a place like McGee Estates.
Oh, I would say from 100,000 up.